We are back with another interview. We have Jack Foy, also known as Lafferty Daniel, in the studio here tonight.
Hey, how you doing?
We're going to talk about his new single work this time, released pretty recently on the back of his new EP, Faux Punk. So I'm pretty interested and excited to pick your brains a little bit.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm ready for my brains to be picked. I'm ready. Yeah, let's do it.
So, would I be incorrect in saying that primarily you are a drummer?
Yes.
As in, I would be incorrect, or that's true?
Oh, yeah, wait. I mean, no, I am a drummer. Yeah, no, you're correct.
Okay.
You're correct, yes.
So, I'm interested... I'm interested in maybe your writing process for Lafferty Daniel, considering you are a drummer, maybe, like, what your experience is in other instruments is.
Yeah, totally. So, yeah, like, I've been playing drums since I was, like, 12 and went pretty hard at it and, like, went to uni and stuff and studied, like, jazz drums.
Yeah.
But I've also, like, been playing guitar for, like, almost as long, but have just, like, never had any, like, guitar lessons or anything.
It's like, so I'm it's all self-taught. Yeah, right.
And so I suck way hard at guitar. I know, like, how to do a major, like, the major chords, and that's it. So
that's all you need.
Yeah, that's all I need. So any theory-minded people out there who have an ear for that, they're not going to hear a single minor chord on any of my songs. Because actually, I know how to play them, but I can't make them sound good. That's
are we talking like power chords here?
Yeah, but with the like the whole like the bar
the
thing.
Bar. Mm.
Yeah. So because of that, because I'm a drummer, I try to sort of incorporate more of like a rhythmic kind of style into the songs that I'm writing, and which I find really fun because I don't know, the few times I've tried to make songs that have like 17 different chords in them, they just sound really bad. So I'm just gonna stick to a few and try to make the rhythms cool. So that's kind of what I'm going for.
Right. Well, especially in work this time, the rhythm and timing is pretty clever, and I guess a bit challenging to the untrained ear, potentially. Well, yeah. Even to, like, I have musical background, and I was trying to keep time to it before, and I was like, nah. What I was gonna ask is how your drumming background translates into your solo stuff, like what you use, I guess.
What I use.
As in, like, how, I guess you kind of answered it, touched on it before, but, like, yeah, how you use your drumming background in your solo stuff.
Yeah, well, like, I guess, like, yeah, with the new song, like, Work This Time in particular, yeah, it's got kind of a weird timing thing going on, and I guess, kind of the hook, in a way, of the song, because, like, the whole song is, like, three chords, like, it's not... It's real, like, basic chord stuff, but the rhythm is kind of, like, the focal point. And so, yeah, I guess that's how it translates pretty much, yeah.
Now, Work This Time is a pretty upbeat kind of song. Does this reflect its meaning?
I just got to remember what the song's about. yeah, probably. No, I think, well, actually, with this song, I mean, this song is kind of about, like, lyrically, it's kind of about being lazy and slothful and despondent and stuff. Mm. I don't know, I'm kind of going for that, like, juxtaposition of, like, kind of almost kind of depressing-ish and, like, lazy kind of lyrics, but, like, having the actual music be really fun and upbeat. And that's just fun for me. That's kind of like a recurring theme in a few of my songs. So,
right.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I have to ask, I don't know if it's a secret or not, but is your new single a taste of what is to come? Do you have plans for new stuff being released? I know you kind of just released a lot of stuff, but...
Yeah, so like you said, I released an EP called Faux Punk in, like, March, I think. I think did that. But just at some point earlier this year. And I just released this single, and that's actually it's going to be part of an EP with three other songs that's going to be coming out in a month or two. they haven't really announced properly yet, so I'm announcing it now. Yeah, so there's going to be an EP coming very, very soon. Yeah, I'm excited about that. Just finished it.
Excellent. Well, that is very exciting. You will be launching Work This Time at the retreat this Friday. Who are you playing with?
So we've got Jungle Breed, who are good friends of mine. Great band. And I haven't seen them in ages, actually, so I'm really excited to see them. And and another band called Polly in the Pockets, who I haven't actually seen yet, but I got recommended them by a friend, and they're cool. They're really cool. I'm really excited to see them as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be cool.
I'm curious about what your live setup is in terms of what you play.
So in this band, I play guitar and sing.
So you're up the front.
I'm up the front. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the whole like playing guitar live is a very new thing to me. I only bought an amp like a month ago, and unfortunately that amp cocked it last weekend.
Oh, what?
So it's getting fixed. So I'm gonna use my friend's amp instead. So yeah, but. The point is very, like, I only just recently got all the gear to be able to play live.
Right.
So that's fun. Yeah, it's going to continue to be fun as well. Yeah.
So who do you have in your band?
So another band that I play in, Hobson's Bay Coast Guard, mm-hmm. got two of the guys I play with in that band playing bass and drums. So that's... Chris and Eric,
mm-hmm.
and also got another friend, Mr. James Lynch, from another band that I'm friends with, The Vacant Smiles.
Ah, yes.
And they're awesome. They put an album out like at the end of last year, or the start of this year, I can't remember, in recent memory,
uh-huh.
and it's awesome. If it was this year, it's my album of the year, and if it was last year, it's my album of the year for last year, so... Yeah.
Basically a good album.
Yeah, good, really good album.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you in for a chat today, Jack. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
If you are interested in having a look at what Lafferty Daniel has to offer in a live performance scenario, then do head down this Friday to the retreat. It sounds like it's going to be a very lovely night.
It's going to be awesome. Be there.
For now, though, we are going to hear Work This Time. You're listening to The Hoist.